AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden met virtually today with his economic team.
Let me start by apologizing my voice. I'm feeling much better than I sound.
Yesterday, Biden tested positive for the coronavirus. His physician, Dr. Kevin O'Connor, says the president continues to improve. They were able to bring down a slightly elevated temperature with acetaminophen. The president's condition was evident during the meeting.
This is the 38th day in a row of declining retail gas prices.
The meeting centered on gasoline prices, which have fallen for 38 straight days in the U.S. The Biden administration is sending an additional $270 million in security assistance to Ukraine. Ships full of Ukrainian wheat and other grain may be safely sailing across the Black Sea in the next few weeks after Ukraine and Russia signed a UN export deal. Russia's invasion of Ukraine has driven up food prices around the world. A longtime ally of former President Donald Trump found guilty of contempt of Congress. AP's Norman Hall has the story.
A jury in the nation's capital convicted Steve Bannon for defying a congressional subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The jury of 8 men and 4 women deliberated for just under 3 hours before returning the verdict. Bannon was convicted on 2 counts, one for refusing to appear for deposition, the other for refusing to provide documents in response to the committee's subpoena. The trial lasted around 5 days in federal court. Bannon faces up to 2 years in a federal lockup when he's sentenced. Each count carries a minimum sentence of 30 days in jail. Norman Hall, Washington.
2 babies were killed when a huge tree crashed into a home during a storm with wind gusts near 50 miles per hour in Birmingham, Alabama last night. Officials say another child was killed by a falling tree in Maine. This is AP News. A shooting at an Iowa state park leaves 3 people and the suspected gunman dead.
The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigations says officers responding to reports of a shooting this morning at the Maquoketa Cave State Park campground found the 3 victims at the scene. No word on their identities or how they died. After searching the campground, officers later found the body of a 23-year-old Nebraska man who had died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The campground was evacuated and the park remains closed, but authorities say there's no threat to the public. I'm Mike Hempen.
2 children, a toddler and an infant, have been diagnosed with monkeypox in the U.S. Health officials say the toddler lives in California. The baby is not a U.S. resident. The children are described as being in good health and receiving treatment. How they caught the disease is being investigated, but officials think it was through household transmission. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.